It's Outside the Box, separating the true from the phony. Today's topic is false quotes. Here's another series of quotes you can use as a guide for the new year. What's special about these is that they're all either misquotes or misappropriations, actually said by someone other than the person who usually is credited. Don't believe everything you hear or read. Apologies in advance for sexist language. Here are the quotes followed by, in some cases, the actual source of the quote, rather than who got credit. Our first quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world," Mohandas Gandhi. Gandhi did say something like this, but not these words. "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it," Voltaire. No, actually said by Evelyn Beatrice Hall. "Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined," Henry David Thoreau. Who did say something like this, but not as dramatic as this statement. "Money is the root of all evil," Timothy 6:10 from the Bible. The actual quote is, "The love of money is the root of all evil." "First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win," Mohandas Gandhi. No, this was probably from trade unionist Nicholas Klein in the 1918 speech. "Well-behaved women rarely make history," sometimes credited to Marilyn Monroe, but actually said by historian Laurel Thatcher Ulrich. "The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results." It's not from Franklin or Einstein, but from either author Rita Mae Brown or from a Narcotics Anonymous brochure. "Spare the rod, spoil the child," Proverbs 13:24 from the Bible. Not exactly the actual Bible wording. "The mind that opens to a new idea never comes back to its original size," credited to Albert Einstein, but actually it's from Oliver Wendell Holmes. "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing," Edmund Burke. The exact source of this quote is lost to history, but it wasn't Burke. "If I can't dance, I don't want to be in or part of your revolution," Emma Goldman. This quote came from a t-shirt printed by Jack Frager in the 1970s. "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step," Confucius. No, it was Lao Tzu who said that. "A banker is a fellow who lends you his umbrella when the sun is shining, but wants it back the minute it begins to rain," Mark Twain. Attributed to Twain, but likely from another source. "Let them eat cake," Marie Antoinette. This was never said by Marie, but written by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and then used against the French king and Marie Antoinette during the French Revolution. "Democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch," Ben Franklin. Credited to Franklin, but apparently was dreamed up on the internet. "I did everything Fred Astaire did, but backwards and in high heels," Ginger Rogers. Actually from a 1982 cartoon called Frank and Ernest. And, "I really didn't say everything I said," Yogi Berra. From a book title, not what Berra actually said. Berra did say, "I never said most of the things I said." What's your favorite misquote for the new year? I'm Larry Danziger, acknowledging the lies, damn lies, and statistics that Mark Twain never said about lots of famous quotes